Mallow residents this year. Joining me to discuss the health and wellbeing community referral, which has had positive results in other areas, is Etna Foley, who is a link worker. Good afternoon to you, Etna.
Hello, Patricia. Nice to meet you.
You're very welcome. Now, it's a referral programme. How would you describe it?
So what I would describe it is it's a pilot project in health and wellbeing community referral, where people who are socially isolated can sit down with a link worker and work to become more linked in with their community. So the person can refer themselves to the project or else could be referred by their GP, public health nurse, OT, carers group, anywhere at all, really.
Do you think there's a lot of social isolation?
I think there's a huge amount of social isolation. And I think all through the ages, from mums who are at home or dads who are at home and older people as well, all through the ages, a huge amount. And I've been at this for a month learning about all the resources that are in Mallow. And there is a huge amount in Mallow. There's so many groups and there's loads of groups and loads of people isolated. And the idea of my post is that it links those two groups together.
So, okay, talk me through what would happen. Somebody would say, somebody who gets referred to you, a GP is aware of somebody who they think
right.
could benefit.
So if the GP is seeing someone for medical reasons, for example, but thinks, you know, I think there's a bit of loneliness going on there as well.
Yeah.
So they'd refer them to me. So then I'd contact the person, explain the whole project and see if they want to proceed. Completely voluntary, of course.
Right.
Then if they want to proceed, I would meet with them. So we'd sit down and have a really leisurely conversation. Could be up to an hour, could be an hour and a half. And really talk about what matters to the person. So what they feel is going well in their lives, what they wish was different. And we'd have a big long conversation about that. And then I have the knowledge of the community assets that are in Mallow. And between the two of us, over a couple of sessions, we'd come up with a plan. So the plan might be, for example, I'm going to go back to start a walk with my friend once a week and I'm going to try the men's shed. That might be the plan. Or the plan might be, I'm going to give Bridge in the library a go and I'm going to try and do parkrun. For example, so we come up with a plan, then I'd work with them up to six different sessions to get them going and linked in with their community. So it's important to note it's not a befriending project and it's not a counselling project. So the idea is the link worker, myself, would link them in with the resources that are already up and running in their communities.
It's about building confidence as well, though, isn't it? Because if somebody gets very socially isolated, their self-esteem, confidence, everything just hits the floor.
Absolutely. And research shows that we need to be connected with other people for health and well-being. And if somebody is in a lonely position, even if they don't want to deal with other people, their happiness will still be improved if they are dealing with other people. So connecting with other people is just the very core of what we do.
Yeah, and only the other day we were talking about loneliness. You know, people have a tendency to talk about rural isolation leading to loneliness. But you can be living in the middle of a built-up area of a town or city and be very lonely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
And people, you know, the family dynamics change and whatever, and somebody ends up on their own.
Retire or become bereaved, or maybe family members move away, or different things happen. Or, you know, somebody could be fine and busy and then have an illness and not be able to do their activities. And then when the illness goes, they kind of don't know where to begin again to go back to their activities.
So
with this, then you might end up taking up something brand new, such as crochet, or you might go back to doing something you had done recently or years ago. But it's all about what matters to the person. So for example, if somebody was a carer, they might like to avail of the care of a carer's group, or they might like to do something completely different, such as art, for example, that isn't necessarily talking about caring. So it's all about what the person themselves want. As a link worker, you're not somebody who thinks, okay, you're a male over 50, off you go to the men's shed. It's not that. It's all about what the person wants.
Do you help to introduce them to the group then, or do you send them off themselves?
Either. Again, it's completely up to the person. Yeah. So I could go with them the first time if they wanted
Great.
To.
I think that's important.
Very important.
Walking in on your own can be difficult.
The walking in on your own is very hard. Gosh, anybody would find that hard, wouldn't they? And also, it might be a case of ringing ahead to say, such a person is coming for the first time. You might keep an eye out for them and introduce them around, let's say. So I've met loads of the community groups in Mallow and aiming to meet more now again so that I have a connection with them as well.
And there's a phenomenal amount, isn't there?
There is a huge amount. The library alone is a huge amount. The Lacaila Family Resource Centre runs a huge amount. And then there's other independent groups around the place. It's a massive amount,
And they're all open to new members. They're, you know, they're thrilled to have new people join them.
They are, absolutely. Yeah. And the activities that we'd be linking in with are all free or very low cost.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of, you know, would you like to join a gym or whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, if somebody wants to do that, by all means, they're welcome to that, of course. But the activities that we'd be promoting would be they're either free or maybe you throw in €2 for the coffee or that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? They'd be those kind of activities.
Now, we've mentioned it as a referral service and I've mentioned the GPs, but it isn't just GPs that will refer people to you.
No, people can make contact with me directly or any kind of group could make contact with me. So, for example, even if there was a group up and running and the organisers group thought such a person seemed to be a bit lonely, needed to get involved in something else, they're welcome to contact me and people can contact directly. So it's a 10-month pilot project and it's being funded by Slánta Care Ireland. So it's completely free
This is because everyone hears about Slánta Care. This is one of the very practical things from Slánta Care because it's all about care in the community. Yeah. It's all about getting out and dealing with the problems that are in the community.
Yes, and it's all about encouraging positive mental health and preventative health care, because obviously if people are active in the community and physically active, their health then will be improved.
Yeah, yeah.
So Slánta Care are funding 6 posts such as myself. So there's Brian in Ballincollig, there's Niamh in Middleton in Youghal, there's Mary Frances in Adrigal, and there's 2 in Kerry also. So the 6 of us have been funded.
So these programmes, what you're doing just here in the Mallow area, are being run in those other areas then as well.
So 6 of us are up and running at the same time, all working on the same project.
And has it run in other parts of the country? Do you know where
it has? So yeah. Waterford, for example, has a link worker like myself, one based in the city of Waterford and one based in the county of Waterford. So they've actually got 2 full-time posts running it there. It's in Donegal, obviously a huge amount of rural isolation in Donegal as well, and it's in some places in Dublin. And it's huge in England. The NHS have decided they're going to fund a huge amount of link workers and they're going to fund them with the hope that it'll help support the GP practices, that people will then be seeing the GP for their medical needs as is appropriate and then involved in the community for their social needs.
Fantastic. And you know, I guarantee you they'll be seeing the GP less, because their health will improve.
Yes, I mean, connecting with other people is so good emotionally and for your positive mental health, and then also physically. Like, for example, the Kayla Centre are running a new lunchtime walk, for example, which is starting next Tuesday. So getting involved in physical activities, it could be yoga, it could be walking, all those things is so good for everyone's health as well.
And are you based at La Kayla?
Based at La Kayla Centre, so lots going on there, as you know, and I'm based in the La Kayla Centre, and all of us 6 link workers were all based in our own family resource centres. So of course there, it's fantastic. Fantastic, because there's already activities going on there. So through the Decada, for example, there's a laugh and chat, a laugh and craft group, for example, going on there. And there's also
Laugh and Craft group?
Laugh and Craft is a very informal, very social craft group that's on in Decada once a week. All welcome, and people come and bring along whatever craft they wish. So it could be knitting, sewing, crochet, any kind of craft, and they meet there once a week.
And have a bit of a giggle at the same time.
And have a bit of a giggle, cup of tea, and the connection, as we know.
I know we had a group in last year, the Loose Women group.
Great
bit of fun.
Great crack, and they meet in the Mercy Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, that's exactly the kind of group that I've been meeting and introducing myself to. And if I met someone then, if somebody was referred to me or came to me directly, and I thought that group would be suitable, that's exactly the kind of group we'll be aiming to link people in with.
Okay, Noelle in Burnford said, Patricia, could you ask that lady, it's Ethna Foley's her name, if the service of wellbeing is free? Can anybody avail of it, and will I need a letter from my doctor? Thank you.
Okay, 3 great questions there, thanks Noelle. So yes, it is completely free to the service user, funded by Slánta Care Ireland.
Okay.
Can anyone avail of it? That's a very important question. So we will be dealing with people who are over 18.
Okay.
From my point of view, it's in the people who are in the Mallow area, so people who would be availing of services in the Mallow area, because it's only a 20-hour week pilot project, so I don't have the resources to investigate, you know,
all
different places.
Yeah.
So people in the Mallow area, and it would be somebody who wants to get involved in their community and is in a place of change. So for example, if someone is in a crisis at the moment, this wouldn't be the service for them.
Okay.
It would be somebody who's feeling, you know, I think I want to make a change, I need a bit of support to make that change.
Okay, yeah, and I'm thinking of, because when you mentioned carers, I remember a number of years ago chatting with somebody on the programme who had been a carer for many, many, many years, and then suddenly the caring role ended because the person passed away, and they ended up going to a very lonely place because their reason to be was almost gone.
Yes, the big push
to get that person to just go outside the front door, and they did, and they got involved in stuff. But it took time.
But that's exactly the kind of person,
isn't it? That this could benefit.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're caring for somebody, you're so busy in that role that almost is some of your social connection in itself. But when that ends suddenly, then, or if it ends, or the person goes into a nursing home, let's say, whatever, that's exactly the kind of person who's more than welcome to avail of the service.
And families will find when children fly the nest.
Yes.
That can be a lonely place.
Yes,
lonely
absolutely.
Time, can't it?
Yeah, or retirement. And obviously those two things can happen around a similar time then. You could have one spouse retiring and children flying the nest at the same time. So it's be all those kind of times that people are welcome to get involved. Because there's some people who will see a flyer on a notice board for example, loose women, and they'll just go to it and off they go, and that's great. And they don't need the service. But it's for people who need support just getting up and going in that kind of service.
Yeah,
people,
yeah.
As you were saying, like we were just saying, it's hard to walk into a group for the first time on your own.
I don't exactly suffer from lack of confidence, but I have a thing about that. If I needed to go somewhere, I would generally try and ring up somebody and say, oh, we go together.
Yes, it's just walk in the door together.
It's a stupid thing, and I think for... So you're open. Have you met with anybody yet?
I've seen people from mid-March onwards.
Okay.
But people are more than welcome to contact me anytime at all. I can give my phone number and my email address, or people can always contact me through the La Cayla Family Resource Centre or the Facebook page.
And will you meet in La Cayla, or where do you do that initial meeting?
I'll be consulting people in La Cayla Centre, and then we can meet there, or we could even meet for a cup of tea somewhere, go for a walk. I'll be going to them, going with them for activities as well.
Yeah.
And also we can talk on the phone.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
I just think it's a brilliant idea, and I wish everybody luck with it, and I really do hope lots of people pick up on it, because I know certainly from this programme that social isolation and that sense of loneliness is felt by so many people, and here's something I think that can really work. Okay, all the contact details now, Ethna, please, for people listening.
Okay, so you can contact me by phone on 087 719 3257, or you're welcome to drop me an email, and it's lwspp@lacaylafrc.ie, or you can always just contact me through the La Cayla Family Resource Centre,
and they'll put you through Ethna Foley. And link worker, is that a new title?
It is a new title. And I think it's a very well chosen title, because it really reminds you that the job is linking people in with the community, that it's not befriending, it's not a long 6 month relationship or anything, it's linking people in with the resources that are already up and running in the community.
What did you do beforehand?
So before that I was in health promotion and I'd studied sociology originally.
And did you? Okay, right. And you're very passionate about it.
I'm very enthusiastic about the project. I mean, all of the health professionals and the community groups that I've met so far are all really positive about
it. I think they
really see exactly what the scheme is there for, which is there's loads of community groups, there's loads of people, and this is a link between the two.
I see all those community groups benefit hugely, because by getting new members in, and it just brings new dynamics.
Volunteers. And it's funny, now that you mentioned volunteerism is the other issue, of course, because someone could come to me and say, I'd like to volunteer, but I don't know where to begin. So volunteerism is the other thing that...
And so many charities and worthy causes need volunteers.
Yes.
Listen, we wish you good luck with it. Keep in contact with us, and we're always here if you need any publicity on it, Ethna. But I think it is fantastic, and long may it continue, certainly well beyond the pilot project. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Patricia.
Ethna Foley.
Court today on C103.